The Catoosa County Sheriff's Office is asking for help finding two missing 15-year-olds. Chase Allen Mays, also known as Bro-Bro, is 5'6" and about 130 pounds. He was last seen wearing black shorts with pink shells on them. Isabella Alexis Rosario is 5'3" and about 170 pounds. Both were last seen on foot around 4:36 Sunday morning in the Doug Road area. Anyone with information should call Detective Clay Thompson at the Catoosa County Sheriff's Office, 706-935-2424. We've got more details on this story and pictures of both teens on our website at discoverwalker.com. Walker County voters will soon receive new precinct cards showing their school board districts ahead of November 3rd's election. A change under House Bill 1245 means school board members will now be elected by district rather than countywide. The November ballot includes District 2 and 3, plus a special election for District 4. New cards are expected to be mailed by the middle of this month. If you need more information, the Walker County Election Office is at 706-638-4349. And again, more details on this story at discoverwalker.com. Park Ridge Health Systems is planning an $18 million freestanding emergency department in Trenton. Park Ridge plans to apply for a certificate of need with the Georgia health officials for the proposed Park Ridge Dade ER near US 11 and Highway 136 West. The facility would provide 24-hour emergency care with 11 treatment rooms, including a trauma room, plus laboratory and advanced imaging services. The project would expand emergency care access for Dade County and surrounding communities. We've got more news. It's a look at sports when we come back. Lafayette softball returns to action Wednesday and Thursday this week. The Ramblers are at Heritage on Wednesday for a 5:30 first pitch. Lafayette is at home Thursday against Ridgeland. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 and Lafayette's on AM 1590 WQCH.